name is Lyle, and welcome to the January 26th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there, with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head over to the Irish Midlands, as we take a listen to the band Lunasa, one of my favorite groups that's been around since 1997, with a track from their fourth album, Redwood. Here's Lunasa with a medley of tunes that includes Killian's Midnight Dip, The Tuttle's Reel, and Spoil the Dance. Lunasa here on 101.5.
kitchen where only ghosts walk. On blueberry plains, a barren land waits for you and I to get lost. Meet me at halfway tree, hiding in your hands. Bask in our revelry, we'll go dancing, we'll keep dancing. Without making a sound, shadows in night will hide in plain sight, never to be found. Meet me at halfway tree, hiding in your hands. Bask in our revelry, we'll go dancing, we'll keep dancing.
dance with me. I'll sing to you all the time. You can drink off my sugar wine. Oh, just let it go. Make some room for more. And if it's not with me, I hope you are rolling sea of the sugar wine. The sugar wine.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard the Shee, S-H-E-E. They're a six-member female band from Scotland featuring, what I'd like to say, three powerful vocalists. And their music features original compositions as well as a mix of traditional and contemporary material. And it ranges from Gaelic song to American bluegrass. We heard a track from the Shee's third album, Murmurations, from the year 2012, and a song called Sugar Wine. Before the Shee, we heard the East Pointers, a Juno Award-winning Celtic music trio from Prince Edward Island, made up of fiddler and vocalist Tim Chason and his banjo-playing cousin Cody Chason. And the Chasons are joined in by guitarist Jake Sharon. We heard a song called Halfway Tree, a track from the East Pointers' new third album, Yours to Break. Start off today's show with Ireland's Lunasa and a medley of three tunes that included Killian's Midnight Dip, Tuttle's Reel, and Spoil the Dance. Comes from Lunasa's fourth album, simply titled Redwood, and they released it back in the year 2003. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with a set of music as we pay a special tribute to the 261st anniversary of the birth of Robbie Burns that occurred yesterday. So stay with us. As I mentioned, yesterday marked the 261st anniversary of the birth of Scotland's national poet, Robbie Burns. And he was born on March 25th, 1759, into a poor Ayrshire farming family. And the universal appeal of many of his poems and songs continues to endure to till day. And Burns died in Dumfries on the 26th of July, 1796, on the same day that his wife gave birth to their ninth child, a son by the name of Maxwell. He supposedly succumbed to a form of rheumatic fever, and he was only 37 years old when he died and lived in near poverty most of his life. And sadly, as so often is the case, Burns's genius was only widely recognized after his death. Going out especially to our Celtic friends with Scottish heritage, here's the late Andy M. Stewart, who passed away on December 27th, 2015, at the age of 63, to start off a set of songs written by Burns, a song titled A Fawn Kiss, right here on 101.5.
Of our day, farewell, London, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans, I'll wage thee. Who shall say? While the star of hope she leaves him, mean a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around benights me. I'll not blame my part. Nothing could resist my Nancy, but to see her, still love her, love but her, and love never met and never parted.
alive and free as summer days were long. But a bonny Westland weaver lad has got me change my song. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you he go. I read you right gang there at night, to the weavers can you go. My mother sent me to the town to walk, play and walk. But the weary, weary work, you know it has got me sigh and sob. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you he go. I read you right gang there at night, to the weavers can you go. With a net and every knot and through. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you go. I read you right gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go. And every knock my heart gave a stand. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you hear go. I read you right gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go. The moon was sinking in the west with visage pale and wan, as a western weaver lad conveyed me through the glen. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you hear go. I read you right gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go.
Jacobites by name, Londoner, Londoner. Ye Jacobites by name, Londoner. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame. And you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear what's right and what is wrong by the law, by the law. What's right and what is wrong by the law. What's right and what is wrong, a short sword and a long, a weak arm and a strong. Far to draw, far to draw. weak arm and a strong for it to drop. What makes heroic strife? Fame to fire, fame to fire. What makes heroic strife? Fame to fire. What makes heroic strife? To whet the assassin's knife, or haunt a parent's life? We bloody war, or haunt a parent's life? We bloody war. Alone in the state, I let your schemes alone in the state. I'll leave your schemes alone, adore the rising sun, and leave a man alone to his fate, to his fate. I leave a man alone to his fate. Jacobites by name, London ear, London ear, ye Jacobites by name, London ear, ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame, and you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. Shall
set of music as we pay tribute to the 261st anniversary of the birth of Robbie Burns on January 25th, 1759. Just heard one of my favorite female singers, Glasgow's Eddie Reader, with her arrangement of a traditional Scottish folk song that was rewritten by Robbie Burns back in 1791. It's called Ye Jacobites by Name. And Eddie is known both for her time with Fairground Attraction as well as her successful solo career, and she's been entertaining us now for over 40 years. The track we heard comes from an album that Eddie released in 2003 called Sings the Songs of Robert Burns. Before Eddie Reader, we heard the McDades, a trio from Alberta made up of Shannon Johnson and her two brothers, Solon and Jeremiah McDade. And we heard one of my favorite arrangements of a song based on a poem written by Burns back in 1788 called Tay the Weavers, In Ye Go. The album is titled For Real, R-E-E-L. Start off that tribute set with the late Andy M. Stewart and his arrangement of A Fond Kiss. The album is called Songs of Robert Burns. And Andy was recognized as one of Celtic music's most gifted singers. And before moving on to his very successful solo career, Andy was the lead vocalist for Scotland's Silly Wizard. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204 269-8636. And you can also keep in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And as I'd like to mention, you can also check out our past show lists, as well as today's playlist, and available Waxies Talk with podcasts by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. You can also check out our weekly playlist and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music, up next we have Kevin Evans and Brian Daugherty, who have been an important part of Canada's East Coast music scene for some 35 years now, since immigrating from Ireland, and they have been performing together as Evans and Daugherty for over 30 years. We're going to hear a song called Day of the Clipper, a song written by Steve Romanoff from the Maine based folk band Schooner's Fair, and it's all about the magnificent merchant sailing vessels whose speed and grace were a domination of the sea many years ago. Evans and Daugherty with Day of the Clipper here on 101.5.
Of canvas dancing over the horizon. You can hear the shanty wailing to the heaving of the men. You can feel the seas up to your knees, and you know the sea is rising, and you know the clipper's day has come again. To the men on high, the bosun's cry commands the killing strain, till every mother's son begins to pray. With a hearty shout she comes about, and she heads into the rain, and the ship has never seen a better day. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open waters, where the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all you loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails will mend their tatters and the mast will rise again. And human dreams are all that make her go, and the magic of the wind upon her sails. We'd rather fight the weather than the fishes down below. God help us if the rigging never fails. As the timber creaks, the captain speaks above the vessel's groans, till every soul on board can hear the call. It's nothing but the singing of the ship inside her bones, and this is when she likes it best of all. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open waters, where the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all you loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails will mend their tatters and the mast will rise again.
Clipper's noses plunge fields of green, where fortune takes the crews, we wish them well.
Where men could be when lost at sea is somewhere in between the regions of a heaven and a hell. They're sailing eastern harbors and the California shore. If you set your mind to see them, then you can. As you count each mast go sailing past, you're prouder than before, and you know the clipper's day has come again. Sail
sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open waters, where the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all you loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails will mend their tatters and the mast will rise again. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open waters, where the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all you loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughter, for the sails will mend their tatters and the mast will rise again.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair. She's got the sweetest smile, the gentlest hands, and I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well he the ground whereon she stands.
She roams the banks of old Red River. Old river flows way to the sea. She knows the banks of old Red River. Every creek and rock and said she had a lover. She waited for his summer long. He found a grave in old Red River. Muddy waters roll along. She dreams of him and calls his name. When the winter nights grow long, she walks the banks, they walk together. The river rolls along. Bridegroom, proud and strong, he held her on sunlit day. White were the sails of that damn old boat. Bright were his eyes as he sailed away. She dreams of him and calls his name. When the winter nights grow long, she walks the banks, they walk together. The river rolls along. Of that muddy water, slow is her step and sad is her song. She roams the banks of old Red River. Old river flows to the sea. Knows the banks of old Red River, every creek and rock and tree.
Manitoba's Ted Longbottom with The Bride of Red River. Track that comes from an album that Longbottom released in 2002. Called River Road. Before Ted Longbottom, we heard Blair Dunlop, a BBC Folk Award winner who was born in Derbyshire and is the son of folk rock musician Ashley Hutchings, founding member of Fairport Convention and the Albion Band, and singer Judy Dunlop. Blair has released 3 albums and 2 EPs so far. We heard a track from his debut recording, Blight and Blossom that he released in 2012. And we heard his arrangement of the traditional song, Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. On that track, Blair was joined in by Rebecca Lovell from the American Roots duo group Larkin Poe. Started off that set with Canada's East Coast, Kevin Evans, and Brian Daugherty with a song called Day of the Clipper. It was written by Steve Romanoff, who's based in the U.S. state of Maine. Comes from an album that Evans and Daugherty recorded in 2005, and it's titled A Much Better View. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM. And I hope that you enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And I want to invite you to tune in again next Sunday, right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock, for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have The Diddlers, a 1960s short-lived five-piece Celtic folk band from Stockholm, Sweden. We're going to hear their arrangement of a traditional song called Go to See No More, featuring the vocals of Mary Louise Salander. The album from 1969 is called Is Good for You. Then we'll follow that up with California's Gaelic Storm, a band that can trace its origins back to a 1996 session at O'Brien's Irish Pub and Restaurant in Santa Monica, California. And if you're familiar with the Gaelic Storm, you know they had their 15 minutes of fame by appearing as the steerage band in the film Titanic. With a track from their second studio album, Herding Cats, we'll hear a medley of two tunes, O'Mahony's and Murphy's Reel. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Here's The Diddlers and Gaelic Storm. Bye for now.
When first I landed in Liverpool, I went upon a spree. My money, alas, I spent as fast, got drunk as drunk could be. And when that my money was all gone, 'twas then I wanted more. For a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more.
Once more, boys, once more, go to sea once more. For a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more.
I spent a night with Angelique, too drunk, too rolled in bed. My watch was new and my
once more.
And as I walked the streets about, I met with a rocker brown. I asked him for to take advance, and I'll send you to sea once more.
Once more, boys, once more, send you to sea once more.
But I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea once more.
All night in bed and go to sea no more.